We just heard in the gospel of a very, very special moment in the life of the disciples. And really to try to grasp what the weight of the words of our Lord, and therefore what that might mean for us, we really need to place ourselves in their situation. So the disciples were called by Christ, they said yes, and then they started this process of discipleship, of getting to know Jesus Christ, getting to love him, getting to trust in him. And we know very well, when we read the Gospels, that that wasn't always easy. And yet, they were there, they were trying. At some point, Jesus called a greater group, and then he gave them some very precise, and at times, disconcerting instructions. That's what we heard in the first part of the Gospel today. And he sent them. He sent them on this mission. And the disciples took great risks, and they went. And as we heard today, that first mission went very well. So they came back, and they were excited, they were rejoicing, and they were sharing all the amazing things they were able to do. Probably they were surprised and very happy. And when Jesus welcomed them in that very special moment, while reassuring that, yes, they had received power, he also, in that moment, offered a very important lesson. And he said this: do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven. What they had done was very important, was special. But there was something even more special and even more important. They were called to heaven. Do we actually think about heaven? And I mean in our daily lives. Do we think about heaven? Do we long for heaven? And we heard a few things about this today. In the first reading especially, we heard about Jerusalem, which is an image of heaven, the heavenly Jerusalem. Beautiful words. Rejoice with Jerusalem. Be glad because of her. In Jerusalem you will find your comfort. Do we honestly desire, just as we desire so many things, do we desire the heavenly Jerusalem? And just as the disciples, we are tempted to think only about the things of this life. And the things of this life, of course, are not always bad. They're very good. Life, at times, is actually beautiful and bright and so exciting that we might forget that there is something more. But we also know, and we know this only too well, that at times life is not particularly bright. It is difficult and challenging. So whether because we're busy doing things, and probably good things, or because we are sad and have no excitement, we don't look forward to anything, we might forget about a heavenly Jerusalem, but it is there and only there that we will find our comfort. Without a desire for heaven, and I don't mean only the idea, but a desire of heaven, this life is just too little. And then our pains become everything. Just absurd suffering. But with a longing for heaven in our hearts, even the most obscure situations become bright. Yesterday in the church, we celebrated the feast, the memorial of Saint Maria Goretti. Maria Goretti is obviously a wonderful saint, all the saints, but I hope you do remember this. She's one of the six saints whose relics are in our altar. So one of those few friends that are particularly close to us, especially when we offer the sacrifice. So we should be close to Maria Goretti. And it is quite significant that when Maria was attacked by this man, a 20-year-old young man, Alessandro, who was obsessed with impurity and was obsessed with Maria, when he attacked her with impure intentions, Maria's objection was very clear: God does not want this. not only for her, obviously, but for him as well. And we probably remember the end of the story. Alessandro stabbed her to death. And when Maria was taken to the hospital, when she was dying, her last words were these, and all of this was documented. She said, "I forgive Alessandro. I want him in heaven with me forever." So Maria honestly desired heaven for herself, but for everyone as well, even for her murderer. Then Alessandro spent almost 30 years in prison. And through the intercession of Maria, Alessandro had a profound, real conversion. He had the opportunity to ask for forgiveness to Maria's mother, Assunta. He was forgiven. And then he spent the last years of his life living in a monastery. 40 years after the death of Maria, she was canonized as a saint. And they say that that was, at that point, the biggest gathering in Rome of people. And in an amazing sign of God's mercy and what's possible when there is mercy, the healing that is a possibility when we're open to that and don't just remain clinging to our wounds, Alessandro was present there at the canonization mass next to Assunta, next to Maria's mother. There is a very beautiful letter that I just found this week that Alessandro wrote when he was over 80 years old and he knew that his time was approaching. And he wrote this letter telling us of what he did. And this letter, which I really recommend you to read, finishes with these words. He said, "Now I am serenely waiting to witness the vision of God, to hug my loved ones again, and to be next to my guardian angel, Maria, and her dear mother, Assunta." The desire for heaven really has the power to change everything, even the heart of an abuser and murderer who died with an honestly converted heart and with a desire for heaven and to be next to that martyr that he killed and that forgave him and obtained his conversion. And if this is possible, then what challenges, which wounds could not be healed, which problems could not be overcome by a desire for heaven? When we desire heaven, then this life is filled with even more light. And then our pains and our problems, our wounds, are never the last word. And then our practical decisions are easier to discern, not always to put into practice, but certainly to discern. We only do that which might lead us to heaven, and we never do that which might be an obstacle for heaven. In the end, it's that simple. Heaven is a possibility, a reality, not a given that will necessarily come to everyone no matter what we do. But it is always a possibility. It's always open to anyone who's willing to repent, to embrace God's mercy, to be forgiven and to forgive, and to love as Christ wants us to love. So hopefully today, through the intercession of St. Maria Goretti, we may renew our desire for heaven. Isn't it beautiful and meaningful that every time we pray the Creed at Mass, at the end, we not only confess that we believe in heaven, but we say we look forward to the life of the world to come. So hopefully when we pray the Creed in just 1 or 2 minutes, we will mean what we say. We will look forward to the life of heaven and we rejoice because we're called there. Our names are written there in heaven, Jerusalem, our mother, where we will find finally our comfort.